Now we're going to take a moment to remember the writer Gore Vidal. He died yesterday at age 86. Vidal was a prominent novelist, essayist, and screenwriter, famous not only for his literary talent, but for his feuds with other writers. He was also famous for his depictions of gay men. He became an inspiration for a generation of younger gay writers, including Christopher Bram, author of the novel Gods and Monsters. Here are Bram's memories.
Gore Vidal was famous for his hates. Academia, presidents, whole portions of the American public, and most notably, Truman Capote. Yet he could be incredibly generous to other writer friends. He wrote beautiful, appreciative essays about Tennessee Williams and Dawn Powell. He was a man of endless contradictions. His first notoriety came in 1948 when he was only 22, and he published his third novel, The City and the Pillar. It was the fullest portrait of gay American life at that time. The book wasn't autobiographical, but anyone reading it could safely assume its author knew this world firsthand. Homosexuality was still illegal throughout the country. The book was a bestseller, but both book and author were viciously attacked. Vidal later claimed he had expected this response. But how many 22-year-olds can anticipate public humiliation? He backed away from the topic afterwards and wrote first for TV and then for the movies. But he still wanted to write fiction, and he was too honest not to want to explore his sexuality. He hit upon an ingenious strategy, arguing that the word homosexual was an adjective, not a noun. There is no such thing as a homosexual person, only homosexual acts. In 1968, he published Myra Breckinridge, where transsexuality leaves the gay straight question in the dust. Later that year, he got into a battle with William F. Buckley, which began with Buckley calling him a queer on national television during the Democratic Convention. It ended with the two fighting it out in the pages of Esquire, and later the law courts. More important than sex to Vidal was politics and history. He wrote several best-selling novels about the two. My own favorites are Julian and Burr. But his best writing were his essays. He hated hearing this, but his essays are witty, informed, surprising, covering a broad range of topics, sexuality, of course, politics and history, but also literature and the movies. As a teenager, I first knew him as a TV personality, then as an essayist, and only later as a novelist. His public persona had such authority, I once dreamed we spoke. He told me the novel I was working on was a mess. I should put it aside and start a new one. I woke up in a cold sweat, thinking, no, I can fix it. I can make it work. Before I remembered, I didn't know Gore Vidal, and it was only a bad dream. Incidentally, he was right. I never was able to publish that novel. Vidal did not want to be known as a gay writer, but he was also the godfather of gay literature, in spite of himself. Gay men of my generation and older used him as an example, even a role model. If this cool, witty, outrageous man can succeed with American readers, maybe we could, too.
That's commentator Christopher Bram, author most recently of Eminent Outlaws, The Gay Writers Who Changed America. He was speaking about Gore Vidal, who died yesterday. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.